Blog Talk Radio.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time, look at me now.
Hey,
love a dead bleeding in the street. By somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'ma keep winning.
They wanna see you winning ever since the beginning. $500 debt, I'm dead, wanna see you in. I'm surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and going by all the bottles.
Yeah,
I ain't hit the lotto, never promise tomorrow.
Live in the building, and you know we always talking about important things live on Street Queens, the movement, almost every single Thursday at 8 o'clock. And you know, tonight we're going to talk about, you know, basically, you know what I mean, the part four of the 48 laws of power. And along with that, we're also going to talk about this oil spill, because this oil spill is like ridiculous right now. You know, the oil spill is like crazy. We got, you know, kids walking on a beach with oil on their feet. You got, you know, dolphins beaching themselves on the ocean, and they just dying. Like, I mean, you got a lot of, like, animals that have been, like, ocean creatures that's been, like, extinct, that they're very rare, and they're dying each and every day. So, I mean, and the people in Florida, again, crazily affected, you know, with everything that's going on. Like, you know, the fishing experience is crazy right now. It's just crazy right now, you know. So definitely y'all got to just, you just got to really, like, pray for the people of Florida. I know Natalia, she's in the Florida area, so she's going to give us some updates on what's going on. And it seems like BP kind of is, like, seeming like they really don't care that much. I mean, they're saying, oh, they're taking responsibility, but at the same time, I really don't see them actually doing that, you know, because they're just, like, really, they're really, like, you know, ignoring it. You know, not too long ago, the CEO was just riding around on his yacht like it was nothing, you know. But, you know, like I said, we're live on Street Queens, the movement, and we're going to be talking about the 48 laws of power and just talking about a whole bunch of different things. And we're going to be talking about this oil spill. So stay tuned with us on Street Queens, the movement, and go ahead and check out, you know, this song. And, well, it seems like I'm having a problem with the switchboard, but like I said, this song's about to come on in a second. Like I said, we live on Street Queens, the movement. And, you know, we're talking about a lot of things that's affecting the whole entire United States of America. And also, we consume these fish, you know. We consume these fish. We eat these fish, you know, each and every day. And, you know, when we eat it, you know, everything that's inside the fish is going to get it too. So that's like, it's just like crazy. Like, we kind of like, you know, we're kind of suffering also because we don't know what to trust now because all this oil, most of the fishermen that's their livelihood, basically had to stop working because it's crazy. And every day they're sitting there trying to clean up the oil, but it seems like they just kind of like, you know, stagnated on it. You want to try going to the song again. You want to try to go on to this song.
See this right here?
Rising to a flower, I'm a stone that's rising. I'm getting stronger with every hour, and God knows I ain't perfect. Tell me who in the world is. All I know is that I'm searching for somebody to love me with. These parts of God, they're a part of who I am.
You try to do everything that you ask me to. How you like my hair, what I better not wear. And you ain't like my mom and them. You ain't really want me around my mom and them. You know I told a few bags and lick a few scars, but I ain't never made you feel not by far. That I ain't got a flaw, don't acknowledge my issues. But you know I was with you. Stuff I'm coming at you like daycare's over. Living in your box of bacon soda. It's just over. It's just over.
I'm so done.
See what I like, what works for me. See what feels comfortable, so close to me. Though every day's a blessing just to get up. I would hide my pain just to keep your lips up. That was fake on me, that'll happen not again. I need balance, that's where the red dots again. I'm getting my grown woman on. And I ain't even mad at you, handsome, I'm just moving on.
That's what it is. You know, we're back in the building, and like I said, we're talking about, you know, we're doing part four of, you know, basically the whole 48 laws of power, and also on top of that, we're talking about this oil spill. I mean, this oil spill is devastating. I mean, you got kids walking on a beach getting oil on them. You got, you know, dolphins and everything dying. I mean, it's crazy right now. These are, and most of the fish and most of the seafood, you know, that we consume is basically becoming extinct. It's crazy. It's really sad right now. So it's really a sad thing. So we definitely want people to definitely, you know, come and discuss that and also talk about the whole situation we were talking about just a few minutes ago in regards to, you know, the 48 laws of power. So we're going to talk about the 48 laws of power, and then we're going to talk more about the oil spill, because I think Natalia is actually going to talk about that. And we got the beautiful and sexy Emma of E2K Magazine live on the line with us on Street Queens and Movement. Peace, Queen.
Peace.
Peace, Emma.
Peace, peace, peace. Sorry, I was just in another line. Peace. I'm here, though. I'm on the check-in.
What's up with you?
Ready for my therapy night.
Yeah, man, it's part four of the 48 laws of power. And, you know, we also talking about this oil spill, man. This oil spill is crazy, Emma. I mean, you know, it's just more and more people are basically, you know, getting lost into this whole oil spill situation. You know, I mean, and who's the you know, people that might be consuming this stuff might not, you know, some people might die. Who knows? You know, God forbid, you know, because the oil is inside of the food that we eat. What you think about it, Emma?
I mean, you know, I just second what you're saying, basically, not to just keep concurrent saying the same thing.
The only thing I said, we have to, you know, try to pray for, you know, the area of Florida, because a lot of people go there for vacation. A lot of people go over there to hang out, and it's really, really sad that, you know, people, this is a vacationing area. This is where, you know, a lot of their tourism comes from and a lot of their money, and that people go there for the beach. People can't swim in the beach no more right now. I mean, you got nothing but... Yeah.
I think the animals is killing some of the animals and the birds and all that. So, it's just, you know, just a world crisis right now.
Yeah, and I'm wondering how it's going to be, you know, how long is it going to take them to clean that stuff up? And then at the same time, when they did all the situation with all that, you know, apparently it said that allegedly they kind of knew about the situation, but they proceeded on to continue to, you know, do whatever they had to do to get that all out, not thinking about the consequences of what would happen. And now all these people are suffering right now. That's sad. That's really sad. It's a really sad thing. It's a sad day in America right now. I mean, a lot of fishermen can't, you know, work. A lot of people can't go to the beach. They got pictures of kids walking with oil on their feet. It's just crazy. I don't know what to do, man. But like I said, we get into these 48 laws of power and stuff. We got some more people joining us live on the show on Street Queens, the movement. But we're talking about the 48 laws of power, and we'll talk more about this oil spill. Oh, and Emma, guess what else happened in the news? You heard about that four-star general that kind of compromised his whole mission with Afghanistan. This is the main general that they had to go over there to the whole first beginning of that, you know, the Afghanistan and Iraq war. This guy started,
I didn't
hear nothing
about that. Tell me about it. I didn't hear about it.
Well, what he did was he was a four-star general in the military, and he went into the magazines and news reporting and said that, you know, Obama was this, that, and the third, this, you know, talking nonsense about Obama and called Cheney bite me and all kinds of crazy stuff. And he's a four-star general. Mind you, he's 50-some years old, right? So Obama got wind of it, and he was saying it wasn't because of his personal reasons, but he fired him. He said it was the fact that you compromised. Your first duty as a soldier is to protect your president. And when you don't protect your president and you talking stuff out, what kind of example are you setting for your soldiers? So, I mean, he did it, and I was like, wow, you know, a four-star general, Emma, just started, you know, wilding out and just talking reckless. You know, this is a guy four-star general. Like, I don't even know what he was thinking. He must have been on some herb or something. He was smoking
on that good shit. Yeah, no, he was on the good shit. He was feeling good about himself. You know what I'm saying? I think he got blinded by the stars. What do you say? He's a four-star general. He got blinded by the four stars.
He must have got blinded by the four stars because he was bugging the hell out. I mean, you a four-star general and you just start bugging out like that, that's crazy, man. Mm-mm-mm. I don't know, man. It's really sad. Really, really sad. But we can go ahead and get started with the 48 laws of power and stuff. We can start off with the 48 laws. We left off at what again, Emma? The last law. What was that?
I think the 24.
You were on 24?
Oh, God, I'm looking for that book.
I think we were actually on 25. We were going into 25.
Huh? I'm looking for my book. I don't know where it's at right now. Hold on.
We're going to go into the 48 laws of power.
I'm not even too sure. It was either 24 or 26, but I can't find my book now.
Were we on 24?
I think it was. Can you read me 24 to see if I remember? Read me 24.
I think we might have been on 24. Yeah.
Read me 24. Which one was that?
24 was play the perfect courtier. Or did we skip that?
Yeah, we did do that. And what was 25th? Let me hear 25th.
25 was recreate yourself.
No. Okay. So we went to 24. We definitely went to 25. We left off.
Okay. Okay, so we on actually 25 then. Because I think Courtier, we already did. So Law 25 says, recreate yourself. Do not accept the roles that society forces on you. Recreate yourself by forging a new identity, one that commands attention and never bores the audience. Be a master of your own image rather than letting others define it for you. Incorporate dramatic devices into your public gestures and actions. Your power will be enhanced and your character will seem larger than life. And basically, you know, sometimes, you know, in situations, you know, people have to recreate themselves. Like, and for some reason, I think we already read that, but, you know, just to go back, just like DMX, you know, we know he got caught up with his demons, but, you know, he is an excellent artist. But now that he's coming back, he has to totally recreate himself so he can be accepted once again by his audience and fan base. So sometimes you
he needs to stop, you know, touching that yayo stuff, and then he'd be
all right. Yeah, man. I mean, it seemed like, you know, that's sad, though. It seemed like a lot of artists get caught up in the drugs, man, and really tears their lives apart. Like, they could be sitting on total stardom, and they just destroy it by hitting that cane, man. Hitting that cane, mm-hmm. and it just they just lose it. And, you know, it's really sad because a lot of the people that we look up to, I don't even know if they would create some of the hot music that they did if they wasn't on it. That's what I'm saying.
That's true. Yeah, that is sad, though. That is sad.
You know, I mean, the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones said half of their albums, they were coked up and stuff. They were coked up. I was like, wow. I said, would you have created those masterpieces if you weren't coked up? You got a legit artist out there that's using dippers, you know, dipping a cigarette in embalming fluid and all that. You know, you got a legit artist, but I ain't saying no names.
You know, okay. You know, but you know who actually is an example of recreating themselves, like saying that? That would be Lady Gaga.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Lady Gaga, perfect example right there. Of how she came out of whatever, she did a revamp and went stardom status, and nobody even knew who she was.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about it, Lady Gaga was already out as an artist herself already prior, and they dropped her. And I know whoever dropped her, man, he kicking himself in the butt right now, like, dang.
Mm-hmm. But that's like the an excellent example, I think, right now of definitely doing that. Where she was already out, and she just revamped in a way. She recreated herself, definitely, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, and I mean, now like Akon stated before, he said that, you know, he could basically retire, you know, with the amount of money that lady, she's a world artist. She's like on Michael Jackson status right now, you know. The money that they paying for her to perform is crazy. Like, I mean, the gays love her, the straights love her, the kids love her. I mean, everybody love her.
Right.
So,
you already know Oprah gave her a thumbs up, so it was a wrap after
When Oprah co-signed you, it's a wrap, you know. Mm-hmm. She got that stupid money.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And shout out to CD Maggie in the chat room. They always come to support us on Street Queens, the movement. And we're going to move on to the next law. Emma, you want to go to Law 26?
Yeah, Law 26 is keep your hands clean. You must seem a paragon of civility and efficiency. Your hands are never soiled by mistakes and nasty deeds. Maintain such a spotless appearance by using others as scapegoats and cat paws to disguise your involvement.
Well, you know what that means. That means let everybody else do your dirty work.
Mm-hmm.
Let everybody go do your dirty work. I mean, I don't always agree with that, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I mean, most of the people like a Donald Trump or a Puffy does. I mean, shoot, look at your boy Sean. Look at
exactly.
Look at your boy shine, man. You know, come on now. You know, they always, you got so many people, they done send their bodyguards to go do some dirty work for them and different things. So, I mean, most of the people they do send out their deviants to go out and, you know, handle their dirty work, because, you know, you have to always keep, I guess in the entertainment business, we always got to keep this squeaky clean image to the audience, because that's what they want to come to and stuff. You know, you got to always seem like you perfect, you know, really knowing you really are.
It all depends, because look at the artists that are in jail getting caught up, feeling that they need to, like, prove themselves by going out there shooting somebody or actually themselves doing things, you know what I mean, to kind of, you know, keep their rep or whatever.
Well, you know what? Instead of, you know, Lil Wayne getting caught up with the jail situation, he should have had got somebody to do the dirty work for him.
Look at T.I. Look at T.I.
Yeah, man. T.I. did the same thing. You know, you get one of your goons to go get those things for you. You don't go do that. Come on now. You on millionaire status. Billionaire status. Come on now. You don't do things like that. Come on. We out the hood now. Come on now. Or did you ever live in the hood? That's the question.
You can't get out of something you was never in. Hello?
For real. Definitely, man. That's crazy, man. But I know some of you guys, you know, do that. You got your henchmen and stuff like that. But I might, like we said before in prior shows, that, you know, we're not suggesting that you act upon what we're saying on the laws. But you know what I'm saying? It's to each his own. Take it to counteract some of the 48 laws. Or if you decide that you want to use it on somebody, hey, be careful. This is power,
right?
Remember, we're playing with, you know.
Okay.
Key law number 26, not 26, law 27. Play on people's needs to believe to create a cult-like following. People have an overwhelming desire to believe in something. Become the focal point of each desire by offering them a cause, a new faith to follow. Keep your words vague but full of promise, enthusiasm, and rationality and clear thinking. Give your new disciples rituals to perform. Ask them to make sacrifices on your behalf in the absence of organized religion and grand cause. A new belief system by bringing your untold power. Wow. That sounds like a cult to me. That sounds like a cult.
Yeah, it's not cult-like. It's a cult, pretty much.
That sounds like a... Well, you know what? You know who started that whole situation? Puffy. You know, when Puffy does something and he stamps it, you know, people go and do it. Well, actually, the good example is Jay-Z. When he bought out the Ace of Spades liquor, and what was the other liquor he used to say, but they said they didn't make it for black people at one time? What was that liquor they had?
Was it Moet?
No, Cristal. When he brought out Cristal. Yeah, he created a whole following with the Cristal, and that became the new culture. You had to have Cristal in order for you to feel like you was the stuff, man. And the same thing with Puffy with Ciroc, you know. It's like something you have to have, because these icons that have power are telling you, in order for you to feel like you want a status, you have to be drinking this, you know.
Well, that's called branding. I mean, they are.
No. Listen, Emma, you got people that will spend their last, okay, the Ace of Spades in the store costs $300, in the club is $1,000. People are willing to spend their rent money, their last, to get that just to stunt, to act
their
like they're on that status.
Yeah, their kids' graduation money is going in there, too.
So that's that whole following and creating something that people believe in and think that's real. And also, we can take it into the elections. Let's go into the elections. Obama said hope. He kept it simple, but he said hope, and people bought into it. Mm-hmm. It became a whole movement and a whole new culture.
Because people wanted to believe in something.
They wanted to believe in something, so it became a whole new culture, and everybody ran with it. But remember, how many people still don't have jobs till today? One of the soldiers coming out of Iraq. And so, I mean, once again, you know, it is what it is. But salute to our president. Keep doing what you're doing, you know what I mean? But we can't blame because he's only one person, you know. But the same thing,
well,
like I said.
He can only do what they allow him to do because he's still a puppet. So
that's true. That's true. Definitely.
He's still a puppet. You know, he has to go, you know, to the whole Congress and all that for them to tell him what's okay and what's not okay. So.
Definitely, definitely, man. So, but, I mean, still, like I said, at the same time, you know, politicians use that same situation, man. They bite on what people need or they're craving for at that moment in time, and then they play on it for them to get what they want.
Like
so,
the 9/11. Like with 9/11.
Yeah. Terrorists. Where the terrorists is at? Your own people are terrorists, huh? You said, hey, having dinner. You having dinner with Al Qaeda, man. What's going on, man? I don't know.
They can find a pebble underneath, you know, 20 feet of dirt, but they can't find him.
Yeah, that's crazy. We've been searching for him for how long? Bin Laden?
How long?
We've been searching for him for, like, how long?
He probably living over here.
And we got Saddam
Hussein.
He's probably
living over here collecting checks. We started supporting his ass somehow on disability or something. Oh, my God.
Man.
Let's keep going.
Man, Law 28, enter action with boldness. If you are unsure of the course of action, do not attempt it. Your doubt and hesitation will affect your execution. Timidly is dangerous. Better to enter with boldness. Any mistakes you commit through audacity are easily corrected with more audacity. Everyone admires the bold. No one honors the timid. So, basically, they're saying that they like somebody that has a strong personality. Like, you know, when you can command the audience and you got a strong personality, people want to flock with you. They want to be around you. They want to be around that person as that leader and that commander. They don't want to be around them. Oh, I don't know if I want to touch that. Oh, I'm scared. Nah, they want somebody to jump out there and do it. So, you know, that's the type of people that they want to be around. And that's the truth, you know. No one wants to be around a weakling. You know, this is survival of the fittest out here, man. You know?
If you see the guy in front of you ain't strong, you're like, wait a minute, hold on. Get to the back of this damn line. Where's this strong nigga at, man? Bring him to the front, because this is not popping off here. Somehow, you know, you just lose respect, definitely. You definitely want to go for the boldest, even, and not the strongest and stuff, but even the, you know, like the biggest mouth. Yo, I'm born. I'm be the first one. All right, let's go. Let's follow you, because you're the one that, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I believe that you ain't going to let me, you know, get beat up by myself. And most of the time they do. But anyway, it's one of the laws.
Well, that's the same thing with a relationship. A woman doesn't want a weak man. She want a strong man. She want
there's women that say they want a strong man, then when they have one, you know, they bug out. They like, wait a minute, he's trying to tell me what to do, he's trying to whatever, this and that. You know, like the other way around. Like when the man be like, oh, you know, I love a hard-working woman, I love an independent woman, and then when they get with that, you know, with a hard, independent woman, they're like, hold on. But what happened, you make me feel less than a man. How is that? Because I'm independent and I'm, you know, and I have confidence in what I do. How, you know, how are you losing confidence on you? So, it was both.
Oh, and I had to make a quick little thing. You know, I checked out that hot picture you got up there, Emma. You know, you looking like you got the dump like this.
You know, the one that said, if you like it, put a ring on it. You know, sometimes I have to do it like I do it for TV.
You feel me?
Man.
And so let's go back to the laws.
That's not right there. What's the next law we was on, man?
The next law is Law 29, and it's plan all the way to the end. The ending is everything. Plan all the way to it, taking into account all the possible consequences, obstacles, and twists of fortune that might reverse your hard work and give the glory to others. By planning to the end, you will not be overwhelmed by circumstances, and you will know when to stop. Gently guide fortune and help determine the future by thinking far ahead.
Yeah, definitely, man. And can you explain that to the people, Emma?
Basically, it's finish what you start. You know, take it all the way to the end. If you have a plan or idea, you don't just initially say, you know what, I have this one plan idea, and then leave it at that, because then somebody else will finish it off and get the credit for it. So start with the idea, continue to do the planning, and end it. You know, take your plans all the way through. If it's you know, you're going to write a book, then you get the idea, write the book, publish it, and then bring it out, and then you can say you wrote a book. But if you give an idea to a book and somebody else sits and writes it, and then they publish it, then somebody else gets the credit. So basically what you start, finish.
Definitely, man. Definitely finish everything you start, because, hey, sometimes we procrastinate out here, man. We procrastinate. And sometimes that could be our biggest fault. And I remember when I was younger, and I know in Pisces we have a tendency when we're younger and stuff, you know, to be undecisive. But as we get older, you know, we become wiser. But when we're younger, man, we be all over the place. We, like, start something like, I ain't finished it yet.
Right. And I thought, why you started this? Because it was a good idea. But you haven't finished yet and stuff. I'm going to. I feel the pressure. Hello. I'm a creative soul. Let me create.
Definitely. Law number 30. Make your accomplishments seem effortless. Your actions must seem natural and executed with ease. All the toil and practice that goes into them, and also all the clever tricks, must be concealed. When you act effortless. And if you could do more, avoid the temptation of revealing how hard you work. It only raises questions. Teach no one your tricks, or they will use them against you. That's the truth. Oh, man. I think me and Emma shares in this experience right here, you know?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people want to reap the benefits of your hard work, right? And me and her work hard as hell. And I know plenty of you guys work hard at whatever you do or whatever aspirations you're doing out there. You guys do all of the hard work, all the dirty work. You research things. You do what you got to do to find out the information. And, you know, we make it seem like it's easy, right? People think it's just so easy because we do it, but they don't know the hard work we put into it. But, you know, they try to get the information, and they think we're going to teach them so they can use it against us. Hell to the nah. Because we done it before, and they done came, and they done stung us in the back, so it's not going down no more. Hell no.
Like it's simple. It's like, you know, you get them emails that be like, listen, I need the information to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. You're like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you make you feel like, you know, like you're the directory or something. Like, nigga, Google, like I did, or, you know, go to the library or go, you know, do the research. I mean, people are quick to skip that part. And then, you know, they want you to hand all that stuff on a silver platter, like, you know. Like, wait a minute, I recall asking you for something and you sent me to the library, like, you know.
And that's definitely the truth because, you know, I got people, you know, they hit me up and, you know, they hit me up and say, hey, you know, can I get this, can I get that? And I'm like, hey, what's up, you know? And I'm like, come on, man. That's crazy.
I mean, especially if they ain't even rocking with you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll, you know, call out to you, like, hey, how you been, whatever, and all of a sudden, listen, you say you do me a favor, blah, blah. How you get from, you know, you ain't even been rocking me or whatever to asking me for a favor? Like, are you like,
where they do that at?
Is that the new thing now? Where do they do that at? That's what I'm trying to find out. You know, all of a sudden you asking me for favors. Like, do you know how hard I work to get this number? Are you serious?
And get and then they get upset when you be like, oh, it's like that, it's like that. Yeah. 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 You want to fight too? Like, you know, that's listen here. All of a sudden become an internet gangster. Like, really, come on, cut it out.
Yo, my new thing now is to tell them, like, oh, yo, I don't even got the direct contact. Yo, you got to try to see if you can find their publishers. I'm going to holler at you.
My thing is Google it.
Google it. That's the number one search engine. That's the number one search engine. Or use Bing with Microsoft. Use either one of those, man. And you find whatever you need to find, man. It's public information. You know, you might not get direct contact, but you get close to it. Go ahead and do what you got to do.
Right.
And, law 31, control the options. Get others to play with the cards you deal. The best deceptions are the ones that seem to give the other person a choice. Your victims feel like they're in control, but actually they're your puppets. Give people options to come out in your favor, whichever one they choose. Force them to make choices between the lesser of the two evils, both which serve your purpose. Put them on horns of dilemma. They are bored whatever they turn. You want to speak on dilemma?
Man, I'm tweeting right now, so go ahead, you start.
I'm saying she's a Twitter queen right now, you know, and Facebook queen. But basically that whole situation right there saying that, I mean, you got to play the cards. You're playing the cards. Remember that you're in control of the whole entire situation and you must keep control at all times. You can't ever let them feel like, you know, you make them feel like, yeah, they kind of got in control, but then you switch it on them and snap their neck real quick, you know.
Like a chicken.
but you know, you basically go and you let them feel like they got the upper hand, but really they don't. You know, you just telling them to play your cards. It's like a game of chess, man. You know, it's all a game. It's all a game. It's all about how you move in a game, though. You know, so I mean, it consists in your life. You know, you might let that man feel like he in control. You know what I'm saying? You might let him feel like he in control a little bit, but really he ain't in control. Cause really, all you gotta do to shut him up is give him a little bit of twat twat, and he goes to sleep. And you keep doing what you gotta do.
Oh my goodness! No, you did not. You know. You know, listen here. Anyway. All right.
You know.
What point is what? Next law. I'm going with the next law.
you're next with the next law.
Law 31.
32. Law 32. I did 31.
Oh, sure. My bad. Don't hit me. Tell the people. Law 32, play to people's fantasies. All right, here we go. The truth is often avoided because it is ugly and unpleasant. I always say that. The truth is never pretty. Never appeal to truth and reality unless you are prepared for the anger that comes from disenchantment. Life is so harsh and distressing that people who can manufacture romance or conjure up fantasy are like oases in the desert. Everyone flocks to them. There is great power in tapping into the fantasies of the masses. I think that goes with this with the cult situation thing, going back to
playing on people's desires.
To the example of Puffy and talking about the liquor and all that stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
So actually, they're playing into, you know, dudes feeling, you know, their baller status situation. So they get into that.
And yeah, and that's how that happens, where they, you know, spend even their mother's operation money.
Yeah, that's that. And I mean, and that's what they do. That's what they do. In order to wear this certain outfit, I got to wear Gucci, this, because I got to be on baller status. And you want to spend all that money and then be broke and you can't pay your bills or feed your children just so you can be on baller status. Because you want to be flying flesh like the music video.
Right. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like they don't know. They don't know after the video's over, the jeweler's right there to take all the chains back. You know what I mean? They just wearing them for the video. You know, there's people there on the side waiting for you to get out the Maybach so they can take it back to the lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
The same thing with the women with the men. We want to play on their little fantasies, their little freak things they want to do. So you can get the, oh, dang, she went there with me? Oh, yeah, da-da-da. And then he going to be open, so open because you took it there with him. He like, dang, I ain't know you did that.
Like, damn, girl, I'm by myself.
That's crazy. Law number 33, discover each man's thumbscrew. Everyone has a weakness, a gap in the castle wall. The weakness is usually why an insecurity or uncontrollable emotion or need. It can also be a small secret pleasure. Either way, once found, it is the thumbscrew that will turn to your advantage. Yup. That's the truth. Everybody has a weakness. Everybody has a weak spot. Even the toughest, strongest man or toughest, strongest woman has a sense of a breakdown. They have their weak spot. They have their insecurities. And once you find that, you can play on it and you can either tear them down or you can hold them like a puppy and drag them on a leash. Either way, you know, it's all
absolutely.
I mean, I don't suggest people to do that. You know, some people can destroy people's lives.
It's all about studying your opponent. You know, it's like the boxer. You study when they're in. He always makes a left, uppercut. Left, left, right, uppercut. You know, once you already know that, it's like, all right, let me counteract that left, give him the right, bow, and, you know, uppercut before he does. And, you know, it's a knockout.
Yeah, but that's definitely the truth, what Emma just discussed right there, which is a good point. A lot of people, like, with pressure points, with martial arts, they look and they analyze the human body, and they look at the person about the way they move and their points of their body, where their weak spot at. You know, if you notice that a person, you already injured their leg and they're limping around, but they're still trying to fight you, you go for that kill spot, and you take that down, you know? And that's how it is, man. Everybody has a weak spot. Whether it's their food, they like a woman to cook for them, whether, you know, they're a helpless romantic, everybody has a weak spot, everybody has a secret. Some guys might like you to pull their nipples. Who knows? Hey. They don't want nobody to know, but they's a nipple freak.
Ooh, oh, my God. You know, not me, I'm saying. My girlfriend one time told me she dated this dude and that he was into that. And I was like, what? And then when I got to see the dude, like, you know, in person, this he looked like, you know, this thug dude, like, you know, like, I'll kill you, you know, TMX. And, nigga, you like to get your nipples pulled. Like, are you serious?
Yo, it's sad. It's not sad, but it's crazy that a lot of people are into crazy fetishes and stuff. And, I mean, you got some guys that are, like, all thug cock diesel. They like to get spanked, beat and stuff. They like to worship feet, man. It's crazy, man. You know,
put on pantyhose
and dress up like a woman and stuff, but they don't want nobody to know. But it's their it's a little fantasy, you know. Shoot, you got some men over there that they think don't work, you know, and you play on that.
not all the time.
But sometimes you go and revert back to that incident and you just throw it in their face, you know, in the situation, because that's that weak spot right there. Dang, why you got to go there, baby? You know what I'm saying? I mean, that was just a malfunction at that time. Come on now. I was on pills.
I was on medication and stuff. Medication. What happened was I got sick and they gave me the medication.
Law 34. Your turn, Emma.
Law 34. Be royal in your own fashion. Act like a king to be treated like one. Well, act like a queen to be treated like one.
Mm-hmm.
The way you carry yourself will often determine how you are treated. In the long run, appearing vulgar or common will make people disrespect you. For a queen respects herself and inspires the same sentiment in others. By acting regally or regally, or I'm saying it wrong or right, or, well, it's
regally.
R-E-G-A-L-L-Y.
Regally, regally.
And confident, because I'm confident that I said it wrong, and I don't care. Confident of your power. You make yourself seem destined to wear a crown. That was perfect that I read that, let me tell you.
So speak on it, Emma. Speak on it.
And I'm seeing it on the Street Queens, you know, the movement show. And, you know, because everywhere I go, I make sure that I spread that notion of peace and love, and people know that I am a queen. They have to talk to me like one. They have to respect me like one. You know, in my household, in my personal life, in business, when I sit down and talk to somebody in business or whatever, automatically, it's just, they just know, you know, because what you project, you know what I'm saying? What you project is, you know, what you're going to get back. So what you're giving out to the, what you're throwing out to the universe, whether it be positive, funny, or you clownish or whatever. I mean, because I have my clownish moments. But I know how to just, like, you know, while they're laughing, just still put the serious mug piece, and they'd be like, oh, okay, that, yeah, okay, the moment passed. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, you know, so you know, I'm good at that. I can let somebody get there, you know, laugh on, but at the same time, them not losing focus on that I'm still a queen, you know, and yeah. My kingdom gets smacked up, so.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes... But, you know, even though sometimes we might laugh and joke, you know, some people take it to the next level, you know. Some people just don't understand how to just, you know, chill out. Some people take it to the next level, you know.
Right.
And with that, you just have to break it down to them and say, look, it's not
right.
That type of ball game. You need to calm down, you know.
Right, right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Then that's when you have to, you know, let the dog loose and show them, you know, what your kingdom is all about. You know what I mean? You know, so like I said, you know, we let, you know, I bring my royal joker to, hey, you laughing, but at the same time, you don't want me to bring out, you know, my royal knight and be like, what? Do you know you're coming to the queen? Boy, you will be beheaded, like, right here and now, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, so that's what that is. Basically, wherever you stand, you know, you demand your respect. And if people are disrespecting you, then, that should tell you something.
It should definitely tell you something. You shouldn't be around people that are disrespectful. That's not the type of people you should have in your circle, in your area. Those are people that have the gene of the crab in the barrel gene, you know. They need to get
yeah,
the
but,
hell up
but,
out of here.
But you also cause that, you know, you also causing that. You know what I'm saying? You caused that one way or another. You let that person cross the line with you at one point in time or whatever. You didn't really apply yourself, you know, in that king or that boss status or whatever status it is that, you know, you're claiming. Once you let somebody, you know, get into that, it's a wrap. You know, it's a wrap. And so you have to really come with it, like, all the way. You have to be prepared to defend your crown. You know what I'm saying? So whichever crown you're wearing, you got to be prepared to defend it. And I'm ready to defend it with my 10-inch nails, you know what I'm saying, and claw something. Get at me.
Definitely, man. And it's crazy right now. It's really crazy right now when it comes to, you know, a lot of these people. I mean, you got even, like, I mean, you got chicks that are ghetto. And I mean, and if you act like a ghetto hood rat, you're going to get a ghetto hood rat. You know, you're going to get a guy that's going to mistreat you if you're putting that projection in. If you act like you don't care about yourself, you're going to get a guy that doesn't care about you, you know? So
right.
That's basically the situation. The energy you put out is the energy you get back. Law 35, master
master the art of timing. Never seem to be in a hurry. Hurrying betrays the lack of control over yourself and over time. Always seem patient, and if you know that everything will come to you eventually, become a detective of the right moment. Sniff out the spirit of time and the trends that will carry you to power. Learn to stand back when the time is not yet ripe, and to strike fiercely when it has reached the time of fruition. So they're basically saying, like, you know, be patient, you know. Don't rush things, because, you know, every time we rush things, you know, it always messes up. Be patient, analyze it, and, you know, it's always talking about being at the right place at the right time, you know. Make sure you time what you're trying to do. When you rush things, you know, most of the time, like we say, it does not come out right. So you time it, you give yourself a time schedule when you're going to complete stuff, and you get it done step by step, you know. You want to touch more bases on that, Emma?
Excuse me. Yeah, absolutely. Timing, you know, timing is key. You know, is key. So it's just saying, you know, that everything is perfect timing. You know, like God has perfect timing. Sometimes we want to rush to do things and we ain't got no business rushing to it, especially if we call on him and tell him, God, help me with this, this and that, whatever, and then, you know, we don't allow him to do his work and do it in his time. So timing matters for everything. It's like when you're cooking, you know, if you want to make the perfect recipe or that perfect cake or that perfect pasta dish, you know, timing is everything, because if you overcook that pasta, there goes the difference between, you know, that good meal and it's just like, you know, it takes the pasta, you could chew it like gum. So, you know, timing with everything, timing, you know, with your business, with yourself, when you're ready to come out, people all of a sudden, you know, create a business. They say, okay, I'm an entrepreneur. I want to do a business. And they get the idea today, and tomorrow they want to go run out there and tell people how, you know, they own a business. But yet they didn't take time to make sure that their business was solid, meaning, you know, make sure it's incorporated, make sure, you know, the legalities of it, know about your business, know what you're talking about, because now you're out there fumbling with your words, and this is supposed to be something, you know, you're an entrepreneur, this is supposed to be something that is your business, and yet people are asking you questions and you have no idea how to answer them. So timing is everything. You know, before you get into a cipher of networks, of people that you're networking with, and you're saying, you know, I'm into, you know, such business, you know you're going to get the questions asked. So before you even put yourself there, you know, do the homework. You know, do the homework. Take your time. Don't rush to, you know, to run out there quickly just to want to brag that you're an entrepreneur, but yet you don't even know a damn thing about your business.
And also, Emma, on that note, also, it's time when it comes to relationships. Maybe that's not the dude for you. You know, maybe you need to get yourself together before you get into a relationship, you know. So it's not that right time. So, you know, sometimes you got to time yourself with relationships also. You know, don't rush into a relationship and get caught up in something you shouldn't even be in, you know. So take your time.
Because you felt lonely or because you went to your girlfriend's wedding and all of a sudden, you know, you're like, wow, should I have a boyfriend or something, you know. Don't rush, or you seeing a cute picture of, you know, of this guy and this girl, and you're like, wow, I want to do the same thing or whatever. No, you know, if you're not ready for it, then you shouldn't be rushing out to do things that you ain't ready for.
Definitely. We're going to go to a quick song and with Drake over, and we'll be right back talking about the 48 Laws of Power and stuff. And me and Emma are definitely getting it in. So make sure you call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on Street Queens the Movement.
Your money. Yeah. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over, till it's over. Far from over.
Alright, bottles on me, long as someone drink it. Never drop the ball, fuck it, y'all thinking. Making sure the young money ship is never sinking. About to set it off in this bitch, Jada Pinkett. I shouldn't have drove, tell me how I'm getting home. You too fine to be laying down in bed alone. I can teach you how to speak my language, Rosetta Stone. I swear this life is like the sweetest thing I've ever known. Got the gold thriller, Mike Jackson on these niggas. All I need is a fucking red jacket with some zippers. Super good Smitto, a package of the switches. I did it overnight, it couldn't happen any quicker. Y'all know them, well fucking me either. But point the biggest skeptic out, I make them a believer. It wouldn't be the first time I done it, throwing hundreds when I should be throwing ones, bitch, I run it.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over, till it's over. Far from over.
One thing about music, when it hits you feel no pain. And I swear I got this shit that make these bitches go insane. So they tell me that they love me, I know better than that. It's just game, it's just what comes with the fame. And I'm ready for that, I'm just saying. But I really can't complain. Everything is kosher. Two thumbs up, Eva and Roper. I really can't see the end getting any closer. But I'll probably still be the man when everything is over. So I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your vibes in on. Y'all just do not fit the picture. Turn your widescreen on. If you thinking I'ma quit before I die, dream on. Man, they treat me like a legend. Am I really this cold? I'm really too young to be feeling this old. It's about time you admit it. Who you kidding? Man, nobody's ever done it like I did it.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but...
This is Emma E2K. You are now tuned in to Street Queens, The Movement.
Yeah. You're listening to Street Queens, The Movement. We're back. We're talking about the 48 Laws of Power and stuff. And we were talking about that, and we're also talking about this urgent oil spill that's going on crazy right now. So call in at 347-826-7722. And where we left off with the 48 Laws of Power, we left off with Law 36. Law 36, Emma, it's your go.
Law 36, disdain things you cannot have, ignoring them is the best revenge. By acknowledging a petty problem, you give it existence and credibility. The more attention you pay an enemy, the stronger you make him, and a small mistake is often made worse and more visible when you try to fix it. It is sometimes best to leave things alone. If there is something you want but cannot have, show contempt for it. The less interest you reveal, the more superior you seem. Do I win or what?
Want
to marinate yours while I go in mine?
So basically, they saying that, you know, by acknowledging the petty problem, you give the existence and credibility. So, you know, basically, you know, if you, it's just like a hater, right? You know, if you acknowledge a hater, that means you're giving a hater publicity. When you ignore them, that's when they get really pissed off, because you're really not concerned about what the hell they're doing, honestly, you know?
Right,
and,
right.
You know, they get pissed off because, see, their whole game is to knock you off of your game, and for you to focus all your energy on everything that they're doing. But when you show them that you're too busy and you don't got time for it, you know what I mean? It's basically, it pisses them off more. So don't acknowledge him. Don't acknowledge him. Don't pay him any mind. You know, you keep doing what you got to do and keep it going, you know. You keep it going. Don't sit there and go into whatever they got going on, because come on now. You got other things to do. And real bosses are too busy to sit there and really acknowledge anybody that's doing stupidity. Seriously. Because you're trying to get money. All they're trying to do is stop your money from coming. You can't allow nobody to have power over you like that. Come on now. You know?
And that happens all the time. What happens too is a lot of people try to play that name thing, you know what I mean? People that are coming up and they really, you know, and I know like that, well, they'll start that, you know, like little he said stuff or whatever, so you can address them, and all of a sudden now you're giving them popularity. So, you know, by ignoring them, it's like, you know, be like, yo, you know that so-and-so says this, like, who's so-and-so? I don't even know who that person is. You know, and that goes out the window. You know, as opposed to be like, oh, yeah, so-and-so said that. Well, you know what? Wait until I see so-and-so. And then, you know, and then it keeps on because now you got so-and-so's name in your mouth. Well, you know what? For me, I'll be like, let so-and-so have my name in his, you know?
And yeah, keep promoting. Ask so-and-so how much money they making, because I'm too concerned about making money right now.
No, tell him, ask so-and-so if he got my bio right. Tell him to hand that shit out while he's promoting me.
We love our haters. We keep them in the mist, right? You always got to keep your haters off guard. But see, we can't entertain our haters. See, when our haters constantly got us in their mouth, that means people that don't even know us are going to know about us through them, and they're going to be wanting to be curious, because people are naturally curious. They're going to try to figure out, who is this person, you know, Lush, or who is this person, Emma? You know, this cat keeps talking about them and how bad they are and blah, blah, blah. Let me go figure out who they are myself, you know?
Right.
And you might even bring me through here, you know?
Yeah,
definitely. And Law 37, it says, create compelling spectacles. Striking imagery and grand symbolic gestures create an aura of power. Everyone responds to them. Stage spectacles for those around you, then full of arresting visuals and radiant symbols of heightened your presence, dazzling by appearance. No one will notice that you are really what you are really doing. So, I mean, let me tell you a great example about that. 9/11, the Iraq war, the whole situation with that, right? They created a whole big spectacle. Oh, terrorists, this, that, and the third. Oh, we got to send soldiers over there, biological weapons, and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. We need to. But really, what is Iraq and all of them known for? Oil. The real thing they want to do is go over there and go and make them oil transactions and make them business transactions. So we're going to make this whole big spectacle. So we don't really know what the hell is really going on, right? And then another one, we put a black man in office, right? We put Obama in office, and everybody's all crying with tears and make the skeptical, but not knowing that they raising up the gas prices again. Y'all didn't notice that?
Yes.
You
as
know?
It gets hotter, it goes, the prices get higher.
Like, come on now, you know, that's what it is. You know, you basically, you throw people off by doing the spectacle, so they really don't know what's really the hidden secret of what your real intentions are, you know, and a lot of people do that, and that's a battle tactic, actually, in order to get what you want also.
Yeah.
So people watch out for that. And that's even in the news. Watching the news, sometimes they give us what they want us to see. But you got to look behind it. What's really going on? You know? What's really going on? That's the deal. And
yeah,
because
most people take that for face value instead of really, you know, investigating, asking questions and all that. It's like, oh, the news said that, so that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. They let us believe what they want us to believe. All of it is just brainwashing, trying to control people, you know? And actually, I think that law has been used by media for years and years and years.
you know? Mm-hmm. And law number 38, Emma.
Think as you like, but behave like others. If you make a show of going against the times, flaunting your unconventional ideas and unorthodox ways, people will think that you only want attention and that you look down upon them. They will find a way to punish you for making them feel inferior. It is far safer to blend in and nurture the common touch. Share your originality only with tolerant friends and those who are sure to appreciate your uniqueness. And if they're Pisces, that helps out.
Oh, that was funny.
Shout out to the signs, you know what I'm saying? I love the whole horoscope. You know what I'm saying? I'm a loving person, but, you know.
Well, how do you feel about that, about the unconventional ways and all that stuff and talking about, you know, stay kind of, it's kind of like saying stay neutral, you know?
It's not really stay neutral, but it's actually just telling you to stay with your class, with your kind, you know, with your kind that understands you, the people that really relate to what you're really saying. Because, again, like, you know, we discussed, these laws are not for everybody. Not everybody really can be reading these laws or understand these laws or get the concept of these laws. This is really not for everybody. So, you know, it's not just anybody that you can really hang out with or have really a strong team if they're not really understanding, you know, what you're going after and stuff or what's in everybody's agenda. So it's basically saying surround yourself with those people that understand, you know, your vision and your creativity, even your craziness, you know what I'm saying? Even understand, you know, your bipolarness, that one day you're good and one day you're not. If you're around people that don't understand that, the minute you stop being bipolar, they won't lock you up because they're not understanding, you know, that you just, you know, you're just having a bipolar moment. But if you hang around people that can understand that, they'll be like, all right, you're going through your moments and, I'll see you tomorrow. And then the next day it continues. So just kind of try to, you know, stay in your, you know, with people in your own level, your own kind, people that understand your ways and can still respect it. And, you know, you still can move on. Relationship, and that goes, you know, for relationship or business.
So, you know, on the touch bases on what you stated, staying with your kind, your clan, your type. Well, that's the same thing when you're forming your team. When you're forming your teamness, you have to make sure that each and every person is on the same mindset and the same wavelength you're on. And stuff, because if it goes against the grain, it's not going to work. So you have to be around a lot of. You got to be around a lot of like-minded people. And even, like, discussions that we have here on Street Queens, the movement, not everybody's going to be able to deal with some of the topics we talk about, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so that's why it's more like-minded people that see some of the things that we see that come on and talk with us and share notes and stuff like that. But not everybody's going to agree with everything, but at least you got people that you know that will be able to discuss and be mature to talk about the things that we talk about, you know?
Right. But yeah, because it's about definitely communication. I mean, you know, sometimes a person may start off not agreeing, but when they start listening to other people's views and stuff, they, you know, most of the time they change their mind on what they were thinking about. Like, wow, okay, I was thinking this way, but now that you put it that way, I see it in a whole different light. So.
Yeah, definitely. And then on top of that, the same thing applies with relationships, right? Like, if you don't have a male that, you know, is able to communicate with you, so, you know, and you don't feel like mentally he's on your level, then that's kind of like going to deter you from dealing with him. Because you want to be able to have somebody on the same wavelength that can understand where you're coming from. And if they can't, likewise, you either want to cheat or you just going to get frustrated.
Yeah.
No, so you know
it gets kind of boring, you know, once you just walk in the bedroom and y'all just both quiet because there's nothing to say or there's nothing to discuss. That's like the most eerie silence and
huh?
You know,
crazy. I don't wish that on nobody.
And that reminds me of that Tamia song, There's a Stranger in My House. You just looking at him like, who the hell are you?
Right.
Like,
how'd you get up
in my house?
Call police, nigga. I know who you are. Get out
of
my bed.
Just get out of here, like, seriously. Law number 39, stir up waters to catch fish. Anger and emotion are strategically counterproductive. You must always stay calm and objective. But if you can make your enemies angry while staying calm yourself, you can gain a decided advantage. Put your enemies off balance. Find the chink in their vanity through which you can rattle them and you hold the strings. So basically, if your enemy's upset, let them be upset, you know? And, you know, we always try to keep somebody, knock them off balance, because if you stay calm, they know they ain't affecting you. So that makes them mad.
Yeah.
Now, if they see you getting mad and getting abrupt and you ready to cuss them out and all that stuff, they feel like they already got the advantage. But when you stay calm and you act like nothing's wrong, or you act like you don't even know what's going on, oh, they get highly pissed off. They're like, man, I done everything to get this girl. She just won't move. So, you know,
no,
you play the role.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. I mean, I've had people do it to me, so I definitely know I definitely know how that feels. I've had people done to me where sometimes I've lost my composure. You know, I'm going to admit it. I've lost my composure here and there. You know what I'm saying? And I've had people, like, do that to me where they're so calm and I just want to smack flames out them. You know, and they're just like, so, Emma, you really need to, you know, take a deep breath and relax. Oh, my God. That just, you know, you don't want to see, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to see a hot Puerto Rican, man, because Lord have mercy. So,
Emma's having flashbacks right now.
Flashback. That's that Pisces stuff. Yeah, we can relive stuff and get emotional and all that. Woof. Okay, the moment it passed, I'm good. All right, anyway, getting back to what I was saying. I've then applied it to other people, you know, where people are like, you know, whatever, and I'm just there like, you're so right. Wait a minute, let me get on the phone. I got to text somebody. And they're like, okay, you done? Oh, not yet? Oh, hold on. Sorry, I thought you was done. All right, guys, no, keep on going. And, you know, and you see them, they be like, yo, you just see murder in their eyes. And you be like, you still done? Oh, you want some water? Because you look like you're a little parched. No? Okay.
definitely.
I'm good at that. I'm definitely a good person, you know, to take that. You know, sometimes I got to be careful because sometimes I'm too good and, you know, and, you know, they get carried away. But anyway.
Yeah, law number 40. Despise the free lunch. What is offered for the free is dangerous. It usually involves either a trick or a hidden obligation. What has worth is worth paying for. By paying your own way to stay clear of gratitude, guilt, deceit, it is also often wise to pay the full price. There is no cutting corners with excellence. Be lavish with your money and keep it circulating. For generosity is a sign of a magnet for power. And you know what? You know what? Some of that is, even though me and Emma are really nice people and stuff, we try to do stuff, but you got some people that, you know, they do stuff for us, and we call them Indian givers. So they go, last week, you know, I gave you this and so, and I did this and I do that, so they can hang it over your head, right? So they have a form of control and power. So any day you can be thinking in your mind, dang, they might snatch this away from me, or they might put me on blast because they let me have something. You better pay for everything that you have. Everything that we got, we earn, and we pay for, you know?
Absolutely.
Because when people start saying, I cut you a deal, I cut you this, all that comes back to haunt you, because all they're going to do is keep rubbing it into your face, and then they're going to tell the next man, well, you know, so-and-so ain't have enough money, so I cut them slack and blah, 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 and blah, 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 you know, and then you're all messed up in the game, you know.
So, I mean, like, go ahead, Emma.
That's true. I mean, and even, and, you know, there's called, you know, in this industry, the bartering system. Everybody know about the bartering system because, let's be realistic, not everybody does pay for their stuff, but there are ways of paying it. And one of the ways is, you know, doing some bartering. People do one thing for you and you do something, you know, for the other person. Everybody just got to stick to what they, you know, initially said they were going to do. For that to be, you know, on an even plane. So you got to be careful who you doing these bartering with because, you know, you can barter with somebody and they'll, you'll do what, you know, initially you say you were going to do, and then now you have to wait like 6 to 8 months for them to do what they say they were going to do, and they're acting like they're doing you a favor.
And that's definitely the truth, you know, when it comes to that whole bartering. What it was called, the bartering, you know. And which I really think that, you know, I wish we could eliminate money in general and go back to the bartering system, actually. You know, because really, if you really think about when it comes to money, really, like, what does it really stand for? We only give it power. Because really, there's nothing back in the money. We say that money has thought, but really it's paper. It's just paper.
Right.
And we put power behind it, you know. And if we did go back to the bartering system, I think things would be a little bit more simplistic and we wouldn't be in so much competition with each other. But going back again with modern-day society with the entertainment when it comes to the barter system, sometimes people could say they bartering, but really it's like you're bartering. And they're not really bringing nothing to the table for you. So you done did all this work, and you're like, what did you bring into the table? You know?
Right.
You know, and it's a sad thing, but, you know, this is the way the industry works. And same thing, you know, with a man and a woman. You know, like I said, that man could say, yo, I bought you that diamond ring. I got you this. I got that. And then what? What happens? Yeah, man, I want my ring back. I want my tennis shoes, man. You know what I'm saying? Can I hold that? You know?
Yeah, but at the same time, then that's when I step up and I be like, you forgot about our bartering? You got me this, and what do you think that you got? Because you can't give it back to me. I can't get that back. So since I can't get that back, you definitely ain't getting this back. And that's how it goes.
I'm
you know what I'm saying? Don't play me. Yes. And I said, give me those treasures that I gave you back. Give them to me. No, you can't do it. Oh, then we ain't getting not a thing. Mason, keep it going. Cut your losses.
Go ahead and write it off. Take that. You know what I'm saying? Take that for write it off.
listen here.
For real. Law 41. Go ahead to Law 41, Emma.
A boy stepping into a great man's shoes. What happens first always appears better and more original than what comes after. If you succeed a great man or have a famous parent, you will have to accomplish double their achievements to outshine them. Do not get lost in their shadow or stuck in a path not of your own making. Establish your own name and identity by changing courses. Say the overbearing father, disparage his legacy, and gain power by shining in your own way.
Mm.
This would apply to P. Diddy's kids.
Yep, definitely.
Neck law. That's it. There's nothing else to say. Neck law.
Well, this would apply to P. Diddy kids and Reverend Run's kids, Run DMC, Reverend Run's kids too,
and Jay Z's unclaimed son, and
some 50 Cent's kid, you know, his son, you know, and you know they start their own lane and stuff like that, you know. Also, okay. And not even just that. You might have a famous sister. Okay, Beyonce. She has her sister's salon. She's not as talented as Beyonce is. So she's basically, all they know her as is the sister of Beyonce. Salons ain't really creating her own name. She got lost in the shadow, though. She got lost in the saddle because who's thinking about salons right now? Everybody's thinking about Beyonce. You know?
Yeah.
So she's basically
Britney's little sister too. Britney's little sister too got stuck in a shadow and so she started doing her little Nickelodeon show.
Not even just her, Britney Spears, you know, Britney Spears, what's her name?
Britney's sister.
Not Britney Spears, I'm sorry, Jessica Simpson's sister.
Same thing. Yeah.
Oh, but you know,
but
guess who actually applied that rule to their life? I can give you an excellent example. Miley Cyrus. Her father did a one-hit wonder, and he took over the nation with the achy breaky heart. But now Miley Cyrus, her brand is like causing a whirlpool of craziness. Like she has the Disney Channel, she has her own products, she done the movies, all of that. Her songs are number one hits. Like she surpassed her father. She created her own lane.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an excellent example of surpassing somebody that's already been famous already.
Yeah, that's true. That's very, really true. Even though that's her own father's work, though.
Yeah, that is her father's work. But you know, at the same time, she basically created a lane that has not been untouched by her father. So she took the whole world. Like she's like the number one selling, you know, besides the Jonas Brothers. You know, when it comes to Disney Channel, anything. Hannah Montana products and her concert shirts, I think it's like $2,000 a ticket. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Hannah Montana is an expensive chick. Party in the USA. Law 42, strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. Trouble can often be traced to a single strong individual. The starer, the arrogant underling, and the poison of the goodwill. If you allow such people roam to operate, they will succumb to their influence. Do not wait for the troubles they cause to multiply. Do not try to negotiate with them. They are irredeemable. Neutralize their influence by isolating and banishing them. Strike at the source in trouble of the trouble, and the sheep will scatter. So basically, yo, whatever is that sore needle or whatever that is, that person that's just causing, you know, that negativity or that craziness and whatever you're trying to achieve, you got to destroy them. You got to get them at the head and destroy it. You know, destroy it, eliminate it. And when once they feel like their leadership is gone, they'll scatter and they want to find something new. That's just like them ship jumpers, right? When you get rid of them, they always looking, they always searching for something to latch on to. They never can establish their own thing. So once you destroy what they were on, they're looking for a new leader, you know? So, I mean, but Emma, you want to elaborate on what we just talked about?
Well, they say kill the head and the body shall fall, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what it's about. You go straight. Just, you know, slice the head off, behead that, and everything else, you know, falls into place. You know, like in the playground, you go for the biggest, you know, you go for the biggest chick and punch her mouth. And once she's bleeding, then all the other girls like, "Hi, Emma, how are you?" Shout out to you meet in fifth grade trying to bully me. She already know what she got. I ran the playground after that.
Definitely ran. And the same thing with the same, you know, apply that to jail. The same thing she said, get the biggest and baddest dude that, you know, might have been raping dudes or doing whatever. You take him down, everybody's like, hold up, yo, I ain't even messing with him. He just took down the boss of all bosses. Same thing with the mafia. You take down the mafia head. You know, they like, yo, he's a bad, you know, so, you know, they want to follow them. You know, you always go to the head, and once you destroy the head, they need a new follower, you know. You take the same thing at war. The lieutenant or the commander is the one that leads the war. If you take out the lieutenant, where the soldiers? Who going to lead your soldiers, right?
Exactly.
Situation, you know. Law 43, work on the heart and minds of others.
concussion. I don't know what they were trying to do. Cohesion creates a reaction that will equally work against you. You must seduce others into wanting to move in your direction. A person you have to seduce becomes your loyal pawn, and they want to seduce others is to operate on their individual psychologies and weaknesses. Soften up the resistance by working their emotions, playing on what they hold dear and what they fear. Ignore the hearts and minds of others to grow to hate you. So, it goes off of the other last ones that we had before, earlier. You know, that's basically saying that, you know, they want you to play the devil's advocate. Play the devil's advocate in a situation, you know. You basically find somebody that you know is close to the head. You seduce them. You find your little followers. You seduce them. You get them to believe whatever you're talking about. They're so stuck on everything you're talking about, they want to tell somebody else. And you train them on how to seduce the next person, then they'll seduce the next person. And then you'll have a whole swarm. You'll have a whole gang, a whole crowd, a whole cult, a whole coalition behind you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I mean that's how most of the time, like, I mean, even with like Braveheart the movie, you know, your man was like, you know, he was going against the king and everything. You know, he convinced most of the people in Scotland, like, look, man, y'all better run with me, man. We need to take back our freedom. And you know, he convinced them and they followed him. You know?
Right.
And he was a soldier in that joint, man. Mel Gibson was a soldier. For real.
Oh,
you know, and they ran with him. They ran. Same thing with 300. You got the king right there.
Yeah.
He took only 300 soldiers. They believed in what he stood for. And he took those 300 and they rolled with him. You know, they died at the end, you know, but they didn't die without a fight. But, you know, he persuaded them in order to follow him, you know. Definitely. So, you know, that, you know, persuasion in most events is definitely futile to whatever you're trying to conquer. Go ahead.
He tapped into their emotions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He tapped into their emotions, into their loyalty, you know, all that. And, you know, he just created, you know, that big bomb that, in other words, he charged the battery on their back, and, you know, and they just went off.
And that's definitely what it is, you know, when it comes to that. And we about to actually get towards the end of all the laws, man. This might be the final chapter of the 48 laws of power.
Oh yeah, huh? No, we won't finish it. I said no, we won't finish it. We won't finish these laws.
Emma said we won't finish the laws.
Shout out to Swag that started all this and not even on today, you know? But
anyway. Shout out Swag, shout out to Genius. Pray for him. He said he's dealing with some situations. He's at the hospital, so definitely pray for him. And also shout out to Natalia. She's going through it out there with the whole oil spill, so definitely pray for her and all the people in Florida going through for it. Shout out to Ebony out there. She got a new job. She's doing her thing, so shout out to her. Shout out to Link. Shout out to all of our street queens that definitely support what we got going on. Shout out to all the ladies out there that's going through their struggle and trying to take care of their kids through all of this financial despair with the job situation. But, you know, definitely, you know, keep on pressing on it, man. Don't give hope, man. We got to do it, man. We got to get it how we live, you know. Back to law 44.
44 is disarm and infuriate with the mirror effect. The mirror reflects reality, but it is also the perfect tool for deception. When you mirror your enemies doing exactly as they do, they cannot figure out your strategy. The mirror effect mocks and humiliates them, making them overreact. By holding up a mirror to their psyche, you seduce them with the illusion that you share their values. By holding up a mirror to their actions, you teach them a lesson. Few can resist the power of the mirror effect.
You know what? I know a perfect example of that. I had this cat, right?
you know, he was trying to blow up on me and spaz out on me for no apparent reason, right? And just and I didn't understand why he was doing it. But you know what? You know, I guess he got over whatever he was tripping about, and I did the same thing to him. And he was like, hold up, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I don't understand this. You like how I feel, huh? That's the same thing you did to me last week, huh? And that's the thing, man. You know, you gotta let them know what's really the deal, man. Some of these people be wilding out. I don't know what's wrong with them. How you feel about that, Emma? That's crazy.
I feel that, you know, the new thing now is everybody's bipolar. We're into a bipolar world. And everybody, you know, has disorders and multiple personalities. And, you know, when you deal with one person, you're actually dealing with 20 of them. And you don't know at the moment who is out and who is sleeping. Because if the medication not taking effect, then you don't know who you're dealing with. So the mirror effect is great. I actually use that a lot. I use it a lot in dealing with, you know, not only in business, but dealing in personal situations. I actually use the mirror situation a lot to get my point across. Because it depends on who you're dealing with. Sometimes if you talk to them straight up and direct, they don't understand that. You know, so they, you know, you have to do the mirror effect for them to be like, oh, okay, I didn't realize, or I didn't, whatever. So, you know, so.
Yeah, you got to get, you see when a person is an idiot, you know, I'm sorry to call them idiot, but sometimes you got to let a retard know what the hell is really going on. Because some of these retards out here don't know no better, you know. So,
okay, be careful.
You got to put it in their face.
Before we start getting letters from retards, be careful. Just what you're saying.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yo, I'm so offended,
so you gotta be careful.
Don't get offended, okay? If there's a difference between, you know, just, you know, just forget about it. I'm gonna have to mess me up with that thing right there. we gotta call him from the 646. Live on Street Queens, the movement. We're on the last part of the 48 Laws of Power. Peace, 646.
Yo, what's really, 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 really going on? It's your boy Swag calling in.
Swag. Oh, man,
how
you get a boo, Swag, boo. Boo, Swag, boo.
You're calling on the last law, boo-boo, and we're going to leave it right up to you. You got a book next to you?
Nah, I don't have a book next to me, but what law is it?
Law 45 is preach the need for change, but never reform too much at once.
Yeah, that's real talk right there. I mean, that particular law applies to, like, you know, people that, you know, sometimes, you know,
Hold on. Before you go in, it hasn't been read here, so let me read it, and then, you know, then I'll...
Okay, you want to read the synopsis. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, because... Actually, right now we were discussing actually Law 44, which is disarm and infuriate with the mirror effect. That's actually what we were in the middle of discussing now before we go into the last law.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, before we go into Law 45, not the last law, Law 45. So you want to touch on the disarm and infuriate with the mirror effect?
Yeah, I mean, the mirror effect is mainly used for, like, you know, if you're dealing with someone who... underestimates your power. Or... Yeah, I heard her say that. She said, just forget about it. I have you rolling. I had it on mute, but I was rolling. But that particular law is interesting because the mirror reflects truth. You know, the mirror is just a reflection. So it's like this happens a lot of times in you know, intimate relationships. You have to put the mirror up to show the person, look, this is what you're doing to me. And, you know, in certain circles, you know, it doesn't necessarily apply. You have to learn how to apply it. Because, you know, if you're in an environment where you're doing business, you can't just say to the customer, hey, look at this is the mirror effect. So you have to know how to apply the law as well. You know what I mean? It's a good law. Like, I mean, it's good to use, like, on children and people who act like children, you know, adults who act like children. But when it comes to certain people, you got to be careful how you try to apply those principles.
Well, you know what, with the mirror law, like what you stated, right? it really does apply to people that act like children because I deal with it all the time. And I just have to give my personal testimony that I have to use it several times because people just don't understand. And they just don't comprehend what I have to say. So sometimes I am forced to apply that law upon them.
And that's crazy.
Just walk around with a mirror.
It's crazy that you have to apply that law, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I heard Emma Bill when I first came on, I heard her saying that, you know, we're in a time where, you know, people are bipolar, people are tripolar right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got people with all types of different personalities, and sometimes that personality that they show you doesn't necessarily reflect what you're used to getting from that person. You know, they may give you something that you're not used to. So you're like, hold on for a second. You know, let me bring you back to reality. So I think that's what that law basically does, is to bring a person back to reality, back to home base.
Definitely. We are on the law 45. Preach the need for change, but never reform too much at once. Everyone understands the need for change in the abstract, but on the day-to-day level, people are creatures of habits. Too much innovation is traumatic, and will lead to a revolt. If you are new to a position of power or an outsider trying to build a power base, make a show of respecting the older way of doing things. If change is necessary, make it feel like a gentle improvement on the past. I'm gonna say something on that. I think that's basically it, saying that, you know, if you want to make a change, or you know, you might be in a position where they used to doing everything, slowly work them into it. Where it's subliminally work them into it without just going full blast with them and just giving them a culture shock, you know. Because some people just be like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell to the no. Oh, what you trying to do, Ethel? But anyway, go ahead. Talk about it.
You want me to bill? All right. Yeah, we have.
Wow, I was like, moment of silence, what happened?
Yeah. You said, go ahead, preach about it, and we ain't know who you was calling to the altar.
Come on, Swag. You know you was up first, because you know you had the nerve to come on here late. You know I'm going to beat you. But go ahead,
Quack. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, basically, you know, it's like when you try to come to the people, that's more of a universal law, a general law. When you try to come to the people and you try to bring them something, you can't bring it to them too quickly. Like, I'll give you an example, right, a real life example. In my job, right, like, I deal with, you know, a lot of, you know, I work for a publishing company, so, you know, I deal with a lot of different authors and this and that and editors, and I'm constantly coming to them with ideas, and it's like a lot of times they're not ready for those ideas. They're not ready to digest them. But as time goes by, you'll see, like, little bits and pieces of my ideas in their work. So it's like, you know, you could preach it and even change, but it was like if you try to make them change all right away, like imagine if we find out today that, you know what I mean, that you know, religion was all fake, you know what I mean? People would still follow it. If it was proven, documented, like your religion is fake, everything you're taught is a lie. If we find that out for sure and you try to convince the people of that, there's no way they're going to just change right away. You have to slowly, you know, start giving them the truth. You know, people is not ready for that change, that sudden change. So, you know, you got to kind of, you know, ease your way in there, you know, and that's basically how that law applies.
That law also applies very negative with the child molesters. That's exactly how they get into the kids' lives, very slowly, little by little, befriending them and all that, and next thing you know, they're molesting our children.
Right. What if she's clothing?
But also with the change that, you know, are people really ready for change at the same time, you know? It's like, you know, it's going to throw me back to that book, Who Moved My Cheese, you know, which we're going to discuss on another date, which is a really interesting book. Like, you know, with change, a lot of people get so complacent, and they feel they stay stagnated in a position. They don't want to change. Some people are willing, and some people are just resistant. They don't want to do it. And when somebody just comes to them and say, look, man, this is how it's going to go, we're going to do it like this, nah. You want to tell me that everything that I used to learn and used to do, you want to tell me that that's not the way to do it anymore? Who are you? You know?
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's how it is, even with the same thing. They're saying that, you know, everything we used to drink back in the day, you know, we used to drink certain things back in the day. Now it's harmful for us. Now we can't use certain toothpaste. We've been doing it so much, and we still alive. How you going to say that we got to change the toothpaste we use? Now the food, all the food is contaminated. We got to go organic. Well, McDonald's is really bad for you, but we still eating it.
right.
That's still a $1 billion company.
See, but like you said though, Lush, are the people really ready for change? That's the main question. And mm-hmm. and the thing is that how do you produce change? Change is produced by dissatisfaction. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody's not dissatisfied with something, they're not going to change it. So and 100% dissatisfaction brings about 100% change. If a person, see, we say, oh, McDonald's is bad and this and that, but you don't really have anybody going to investigate to find out why these things are bad. If that's the case, shit, we know that smoking cigarettes is bad, but people have been smoking cigarettes to as far as you can remember. So, I mean, we know things are bad, but it's the fact of some people know that they need to change what they're doing, but they don't know how to change, too. That's another thing. Sometimes you have to show the people how to change. Huh?
But that's the same thing with you, Swag. If you got a certain barber that's been cutting your hair for years and he's always done an excellent job with you, right? The only reason you would change is if that one day he didn't give you that attention that he usually give you, or he just messed up your hair. That's when you decide you want to change because you was dissatisfied at the product. Recently, right, my hairdresser, I give her a nice amount of bread all the time to do my hair because I want my hair to be nice.
Right.
Yeah, they kept the nerve to, you know, act like she wasn't really bothered. I was like, all right, so you don't want no money. All right. I was dissatisfied. So I went and got my hair done with somebody else. Now, maybe I might go see her again, but it's going to be a minute till I get off my dissatisfaction, you know.
Real talk. Yo, where's Genius tonight?
Yo, Genius is dealing with some situations. I called him. He's at the hospital, so we're going to pray for him with whatever he's going through over there and stuff and everything. So, you know, it's always great when you guys are on the line together, you kings and stuff like that. But we're on Law 46.
We're on 46, which is never appear too perfect. Appearing better than others is always dangerous, but most dangerous of all is to appear to have no faults or weaknesses. Envy creates silent enemies. It is smart to occasionally display defects and admit to harmless vices in order to deflect envy and appear more human and approachable. Only God and the dead can seem perfect with impunity. That's why every now and then I let people know that I used to take medication, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes I ain't all up there. Like, I'm the first one to say it and admit it.
Right.
I don't want people thinking I'm perfect.
Right.
You know? And sometimes, you know, I let people know that, you know what I'm saying, sometimes I fought, you know what I mean? Because I have to fought, you know what I mean?
Real talk. I think we all do.
I cut my nose with my long nails, you know what I'm saying? And this is, I mean, excellent. I mean, listen, I get it all, like, you know?
You know? You
mean,
know? Go ahead.
Go ahead, because you got me laughing. Go ahead.
Nobody's perfect unless they that higher power. Like, if you think that your stuff don't stink, like, get out of here. Who does that? Like, where they do that at? Like, everybody has a flaw. Everybody has an imperfection. Everybody has something, some kind of weakness. No one is invincible, okay, unless you're Hercules or something. And even Achilles, you know, y'all get that whole thing from Greek mythology, your Achilles tendon. He got shot in his Achilles, you know what I'm saying? He was invincible. You couldn't touch him. But when they hit that Achilles tendon, it's a wrap. He was done. He was done.
Let me say this real quick. See, that's interesting, too. Now, but when you think about this, though, if you listen to what the law says, it says never appear too perfect. It doesn't say never be perfect, because the whole thing is that for you to be in a perfect state, that's far-fetched. So they're not going to say that. They're just saying don't appear perfect. So even if you admit that you're not perfect, but you still act like you're perfect, then people are going to hate you, and you're going to create silent enemies. That's what the book is trying to say in this particular law. You know what I'm saying? It's basically saying, like, if you at your job, you know, I like to use the job because, you know, most of us work, you know, and I'm pretty sure that I'm pretty sure the listeners out there at work.
When you try to say that, shout out to those that lost their job. Shout out to those that got taking unemployment checks. All right,
that's cool. That's still a job too, shit. Just, even if you're just a mother at home, I don't want to say just, but even if you're a mother at home, that's a job too. I'm just saying, look, when you at a job.
What you trying to say?
Go ahead, mother. All I'm trying to say is that when you at your job, right, and they, let's say you're dealing with a so-called superior or, you know, your boss or whatever, and that person is there and they see you do all your work on time, everything is perfect. You know, or at least appears to be perfect. They'd be like, damn, yo, you did that too well. I need to give you a little bit more work. It's like they want to push you to imperfection.
Mm.
You know? When you try to be perfect, people are going to push you to imperfection. And it's crazy because, you know, that's just how it is. It's like people want, and a person don't want you to, they don't want to feel like you're better than them at anything. That's another thing.
You know what? Now I understand. Right. I kind of understand the way you coming about it, because, like, even at my job, right, I got people that have PhDs and stuff like that. But, I'm able to relate to these children that have special needs, right? So they just can't comprehend, why do these kids love me so much and I can get through to them? And,
right.
You know, when I try to go the extra effort, they want to come and, you know, be that demon, because the devil is a liar, and they try to push me to act up. But when they still see me smiling, they like, we can't do nothing to do it, to just like really turn her, you know?
Right.
And it kills
right.
them.
Right.
You
it's
know?
Interesting. It's interesting you say that, though. Because when you think about it, like, these people at these jobs, they got these PhDs and master's degrees. But the reality is that PhD was not designed to deal with these kids of these days and times. First of all, a lot of those PhDs, the curriculum that these people follow from these universities and colleges, a lot of those curriculums are outdated, all right? They need to update it because the kids are not like they were in the 80s and 90s. The kids are much more emotionally in tune with themselves now. The kids are much more, they're much smarter now. You know, this is the information age. You know, you don't know how to do something, you Google it, or you 100.com it, or you go to Yahoo, or you go to these different websites to find out, or you go on Facebook and ask your aunts or your uncles and your cousins and your fan base. I mean, it's information that's flowing. Exactly.
They go right in their phone.
And information everywhere. So these kids are different from the kids from before. That's why these kids, if you got this PhD, but you can't relate to the way that Lush could, and Lush don't even have to have a PhD, but she's sitting there, and she's the kids, they not only relate to her more, but they listen to her. You know what I'm saying? You got this PhD, and the etymology of the psychology and psychopathology and the topology.
No, let me tell you about the supervisor I had. I have a natural, a national, you know, certification. I got 2 master's degrees and blah, blah, blah. But you don't even know what these kids are capable of doing. You're an idiot. You have
right.
no common sense.
Yeah, that's
you
a
know?
Book. That's a book
and,
knowledge.
And real quick, I just want to say that, you know, he just put me on to a new search engine because I didn't even know this exists, 100.com. Shout out
yeah.
to, you know, Swag for putting us on the 100.com. It's another search engine, but I think it's also powered by Google also. But, you know, it's another search engine, and, you know, Bing.com. And since we did say something about phones, the new iPhone is available now. People are waiting in line. They're waiting in line, even though I'm a BlackBerry fan, but they're waiting in line right now for the new iPhone. The new iPhone, you can actually Skype and video chat with people on the new iPhone. And also on top of that, also you can also they're saying that there's a malfunction with the antenna that wraps around, but you know people don't care. They always make some kind of bug so you can buy the new one. So, but everybody's been. It's a highly anticipated phone, and it's actually out now. The new iPhone. So
shout out to the BlackBerry head.
Shout out to the Berry, Berry All Day, Blackberry, Berry All Day.
Definitely, definitely. Shout out to the Blackberries, because I have a Blackberry Curve, the new one. And shout out to the new track pads, because that ball done put me in danger. So shout out to, the new track pads. But, you know, every time they come out with new phones and they always try to make a buzz, because even the same thing with this Curve right here. No flash. How you going to make a camera with no flash on the camera? Like, get out of here. But it is what it is, you know. Hey, you know, live with it, you know. So on the law number 47, oh, my God, we're getting down to the last law. Do not pass the mark. Do not go past the mark you aim for. In victory, learn when to stop. The moment of victory is often the moment of the greatest peril. In the heat of the victory, arrogance and overconfidence can push you to pass the goal you had aim for, and by going too far, you have more enemies than you defeat. Do not allow success to go to your head. There are no substitutes for strategy and careful planning. Set a goal, and when you reach it, stop. Talk about it, swag.
That's real talk. People always walk around talking about, don't be complacent. You got to keep going. Yes, you reach your goal, you got to keep going. But think about it, though. Yeah, I reached my goal. That's the objective. The objective is not to reach the rest of the world. That's the problem with the world today. And I know our listeners out there right now is like, yes. Because you know what? Somebody need to talk about this. I'm telling you, Lush. Everybody wants you to be like, their parents. And this is the common mistake that parents make. Yeah, I want you to be better than I was. Yeah, but they can't be you. They need to be the best they could be, not the best you couldn't be. You know what I'm saying? So let them aim for their goal, and that's why. And then when you miss your mark, look what happens. You actually do the opposite, because you know what? I always say this. Look, I'd rather be proactive and get things done the way that I plan to do it than to be rushing to make your goal, to meet your goals. I got to set my goals and then accomplish that goal, and that's it. You know, see, people like MC Hammer, big shout out to Hammer, you know what I'm saying? Hammer Time and all that. Big shout out to
Hammer, you got to pray to make it today. But go ahead.
You got to pray. Big shout out to Mike Tyson. You know, a lot of these brothers, they got their money, they got their goals, and they kept trying to go fast. You need to just calm down. You done knocked out the whole entire damn boxing arena. You need to stop right there. You want to keep going and keep going. He had the best record. They would compare you with Muhammad Ali. You know what I'm saying? Now when they go down in history, they're not going to compare you with him no more, because you done started biting ears because you get frustrated. So you need to just stop. You reached your damn goal. You need to slow down and have a good night and enjoy all your money. Now your ass is broke.
My man went and took people's skins off, man, and he tattooed his face. He became a Muslim and all that. I'm like, wow,
I'm
son.
Saying. And all that started out because he went past his mark. See, that's what happens when you go past your mark. It's like, look, that's why I love Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan, he learned to stop and retire. Take your old ass over there, and now you're a legend. See, because if you keep going and you mess up, then they're going to be like, oh, well, he ain't what he used to be. Just like right now, Jay-Z need to just slow down and just stop. Because you know what? Yeah, he's going to keep going and keep going. He's going to keep going until somebody be like, oh, this old ass. That's what you want? Look at what they say about Nas. Yo, I was in the barbershop the other day, because the barbershop is where everything come out. I'm in the barbershop. This dude's going to say, he's going to come out and say, he said, yeah, Nas need to stop and just be a preacher. Nobody want to hear that knowledge shit no more. I said, see, it's an ignorant dude like you. You know what I'm saying? The kids need, that's what they need here. What they need to hear? And shoot them up, kill them. That's what they need to hear. So then when they would use that bang bang, shoot them up on you and your family, you're going to be wishing that they listen to the Nas.
Wow.
Telling you, man, don't go past the mark you aim for. Hit that mark and then shut it down and then pass the torch to the younger generation.
But listen, this is another thing that you learn when you in the hood, and you flipping birds or you out there in the streets hustling. They said when you get too greedy, and DMX said, y'all been eating long enough, now stop being greedy.
Stop being greedy,
when you get greedy, that's when you get late. That's when you get locked up. That's when you get in situations. You get your money. Okay, same thing with Rayful Evans. Rayful Evans was one of the number one drug lords in the DMV area, right? Getting like 70-something million a month. You understand what I'm saying? A month. This young dude was getting so much money, but he slipped up by trusting the wrong person. He could have had cut it off and went and invested in the business and called it, and he had enough money to sustain himself, but he got greedy. Same thing with your man over there from American Gangster, you know? He got greedy, and he slipped up, you know? All these people that sit there and they said they wanted to be the top man, the top drug lord. They wanted to do this, they wanted to do that. They got to the point where they got the recognition. Now stop. His man told him, look, man, the Asian dude said, look, man, you need to stop, man. He was like, nah, man, I need some more. And that's when he got locked up. That's when he got set up. Like, come on, man. Enough is enough.
Exactly.
Even if you let's take it to hoeing, right? Say you pimping and you hoeing. Say you an escort out there in the street. You done made so much money, you ain't get no diseases and stuff. You done flipped your butt. You done did what you had to do to make it. You got enough to take care of your kids and take care of what you got to take care of and even go back to school. But no, you got greedy. So now you locked up and you serving time. For what?
Now you got a record. Exactly.
Yeah,
because that's
The strippers too. And they got the car, they got the condo, they got all that. And you're like 40-something still sliding up and down the pole. Like, what happened to the
God. Let me give you an example. I knew this chick, right? This chick was like, when I met her, she was 40-something. She got in the game. All she knew was stripping. And then she got into the adult business. Mind you, she's 40-something. And she got a grown kid. She ain't never worked a job in her life. Okay? And mind you, she had nothing to show for it. Now, you've been stripping all your life, and you don't got, and you 40-something? And now you about to be 50-something, and you still doing it? Like, come on now. It's time for you to chill out and be a grandmother. Get out of here. For real, seriously. Like, come on, where do they do that at? Seriously, somebody tell me, because I don't know. I'm lost. That don't make no sense.
Real talk. See, you know what's another thing? Yo, one of the best examples of that is, like, you ever see these shows, or you ever see, like, on Lifetime on one of these shows, where they show the bank robbers, where they like, yeah, he robbed 74 banks and got away. We don't know how he did it. But when he got to that 75th bank, he got caught. You know, he should have stopped. He should. And it's not, because what I'm saying is that it depends on your goal, too. That's the thing. Because, see, some people set unreasonable goals for themselves, you know, and that's part of the problem, is that a lot of times we don't even have goals for ourselves, you know. So, you know, it's like you just keep going and going and going, and you're like, damn, why? You don't even know where you're going, because you didn't set a goal for yourself, so. It's very important. Yeah. It's a very important law right here. Very important law. You know, you know
the same thing with Young Buck.
He sent him
enough money, you know what I'm saying, for him to hold down. Your man started leasing all these cars, not paying it. Just start bugging out. You know, he should have just stopped. But then he messed himself up, you know what I mean? So, I mean, same thing with DMX. Like, same thing with what's her name? My girl, Whitney Houston. They won't even come to our shows no more. Like, come on now. But let's go to law number 48, you know what I'm saying? Law number 48, assume formlessness. This is like my man Bruce Lee. Be like water, you know, be able to adapt. By taking a shape, by having a visible plan, you open yourself to an attack. Instead of taking a form of your enemy to grasp, keep yourself adaptable and on the move. Accept the fact that nothing is certain and no law is fixed. The best way to protect yourself is to be fluid and formless like water, and stability will last in order. Everything is changed. This is the same thing. This law of power, Bruce Lee actually said this. I think they got this from Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee said, be like water. Be formless. Be able to change. Be able to adapt to any situation. Don't stay comfortable, because you never know what's going to move around you, so you got to be able to adapt. In order for you to be adaptable, that's the only way you get the upper hand of a situation. Be able to adapt. Like, you can throw a New Yorker in the middle of the, not to say that other states can't do it, but you could throw a New Yorker, because we done been there, been through a lot of stuff. You throw them in the middle of an island, I bet you they will survive, and they'll eat them a rabbit or something and survive on that land versus another person.
Right. See, it's real. That's real talk. Real talk, right? Because it's like you said, you know, it's like Bruce Lee said, but what really even Bruce Lee got it from the Art of War. And there's a citation in this book that states back to the Art of War, which they say that actual phrase in the Art of War, sum formosus, because that is the key. That's the key to being like a chameleon. You could adapt to any different circle, any culture, any race, any creed. I don't care if it's you want to go to Puerto Rico or Dominican Republic, you want to learn Spanish, you want to go to damn Germany, you want to learn German, wherever you want to go, whatever you want to do, you have the ability to do it. Just don't limit yourself and keep yourself fluid, like you said, like water. Water, let me tell you about water, how that applies to this law. Water has no shape or form. Water is the only thing that's always constantly moving and that never ends. If you put water where if you pour water out the window, what it does, hits the ground, goes through, you know, changes its form, it turns into a gas, then comes back into a liquid, then it forms into a solid and ice. Water is always constantly moving. So that's how we have to be as beings, because where our spirits are constantly evolving. You know, we cannot allow society to give us a role and say, this is what you are, you're black, or you're Spanish, or you're white, or you're this, or you're that, and then just take that and say, okay, I'm going to do what everybody else in this race does. No, be fluid, be like you said, like water, be like the air, better yet, you know what I'm saying? Be like the air, because that's what water is, you know, it's nitrogen and oxygen. Be like air and just be able to adapt and go into anything and come out of anything. That's how you got to be on that degree.
Yo, that was so deep, like, that was so hot. I just, like, felt like moisture just now. Yeah, I got moisture. I felt like water.
Hey, yo.
And that was a long 48.
Yay! Yo, we finally did all of the 48 laws of power, and we just want to thank y'all guys for staying tuned each and every Thursday with us on these 48 Laws of Power. So next week, I think we're going to do a Street Queen Spotlight. And we got some other books. I think we're going to go into Who Moved My Cheese next week. Not next week, but the week after next and stuff, you know, and talk about that, because I think that's a really interesting book. And the times that we are changing right now and evolving, we need to really touch bases on that book. So we'll touch base on that book the week after next. But touch bases real quick on this oil spill, because we're going to wrap it up with the people. Real quick, you know, 5 seconds. Tell us what you think about this oil spill real quick, man. It's really getting crazy. Emma?
We already discussed. I'm going to pass it to Swag for being late.
Go ahead, Swag.
What you want? Wait, hold on. What you want me to talk about real quick? 2 seconds.
Oil spill.
The oil spill is out of control, but me personally, I think that it's a conspiracy. That's it. I think it was planned, just like all these earthquakes are happening. I think that was planned as well.
Honestly, I think all of that is just a form of, you know, like we said before, population control. Let's kill off a certain amount of people. Let's kill off a certain amount of things, okay? So that's basically what it is. And when we had Papa Wu on the other day, he was talking about how basically the earth is only made to feed a certain amount of people and stuff. So how do you eliminate that? Population control. I think it was set up. Because, I mean, really, they're taking too long to really – they took too long to assess the situation. People going on trips and going over there in England while riding around on boats, CEOs, and he acting real calm. So get out of here. Like, it was all set up, 9-11, all that. Come on, get out of here. It's a conspiracy theory. Get out of here. Real talk. Lush Radio Online, talking about real issues. Street Queens, the movement. We talk about community real issues, man. Get it together, man. If y'all don't see what's going on in the world, then you're lost, and I feel sorry for you, because we will evolve, and we will reveal the truth to you. It's all about, are you ready for the truth? On Street Queens, the movement, you know, and that's what it is. So, I just want to say thank you to everybody that tunes in each and every Thursday. Make sure you, if you didn't check out the show today, make sure you check out the archives of the show and everything like that. And I just love all of y'all, man, for real. This was a good show. And thank you, Swag, for bringing up this the 48 Laws of Power. It was very interesting.
Of course, Queen.
You know, and you know, we're still gonna beat you up for coming to the show late. You know, we're gonna beat you up silently. You know.
Okay, that's cool.
I want to throw out a nunu real quick.
Throw the nunu out there.
The nunu is that starting July 3rd, Saturday, July 3rd, there will be a new show on Lush Radio, which is with the team present right here, E2K on the Spot, which is real talk and real life with Emma E2K. So please tune in. Don't forget, come check me out. Show me love. Just call in, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm going to get on my topics. I'm going to be doing some interviews and all that. So just check me out because, you know, Lush Radio is popping. You know, we just popping it off every day.
Definitely, man. Make sure you support her. It's going to be her first show. And we're actually going to be, both of us are going to be live in New York around that time. And happy 4th of July early to all of y'all, man. Make sure y'all be safe because 4th of July is coming soon, you know, and the Essence Festival is coming up and everything like that. And also, the Street Queens are planning their first Street Queens retreat. We might be trying to go to Miami. Who knows? And when we do, we'll let you guys know, and we'll take plenty of pictures.
South Beach.
And maybe we might take some of our kings with us, you know. Depends on how it is. I don't know. We can make it a sheet thing. Who knows? You know, depending on what they schedule.
Listen, you never bring sand to the beach. You don't bring sand to the beach, all right? Come on, rule number one. You don't bring sand to the beach.
I'm water. I'm swim from this thing, remember? And you ain't got to bring, yo, take it out, take it out. You ain't got to bring water to the beach because I'm already there. We're my surfing boys.
You are crazy as hell. No, but the only thing about it is that I'm just worried about the whole situation with the oil spill. Like, we can't really get in the beach because, like, I don't want to come out of the water and then I'm dressed with all this black crude all over my body and stuff. Like, I can't even swim. So I just got to walk around and look cute. We can just walk around and be cute. We can't get in the ocean. No ocean.
Well, that's the point.
What you mean that's the point? We're going
to
swim in some oil?
No, the point is to look cute. To look cute. We ain't got time to be messing up our hair, girl. You know how much that our hair costs to be getting in the damn water? No.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? Salute to everybody out there. We love all of y'all. Make sure y'all check out Emma E2K Magazine on Saturday, July the 3rd. It's her first show. It's going to be going down, E2K on the Spot. Make sure you support Swag and everything he got going on. Let's Radio Online, man. Street Queens, the movement. It's a She Thing. Murder Mommies, the whole squad. We here, Diverse Media Group, LLC. We love all of y'all, man. Let's Radio Online, Street Queens, the movement. Let's get out of here, man. I'm about to lay down. What are you doing? What are you doing? I love you guys, man. I love you guys. I love everybody. We're out, man. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio for allowing us to have this platform, you know, to express ourselves to the world. We out of here, man. Peace.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time. Look at me now.
Hey,